The cyber criminals who attacked the HSE's computer systems have threatened to release personal data online from today if no ransom is paid. The hackers, believed to be a Russian organised crime group, have been holding on to sensitive data for 10 days now. The disruption to the HSE's IT system has resulted in thousands of appointments being cancelled since the ransomware attack. We can talk now to Ryan Gallagher, investigative reporter on the Bloomberg cyber security team, who has been covering this story. Ryan, good morning and thank you for talking to us.
Hi there, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Is there any evidence at this point, Ryan, that the attackers have uploaded the stolen data online?
No, not as up, as recently as a couple of minutes ago before I came on the phone, I checked. And they haven't. There hasn't been any update. I've looked on the dark web where these guys usually post information that they've stolen from companies or organizations they target, and they haven't put up any HSC documents as far as I can see this morning.
Where is the information likely to appear first? I mean, people, when they log on to their Facebook accounts or their social media or they Google their names, are they likely to see their personal data on the mainstream web?
No, it's more likely that this group they go under the name Conti or Wizard Spider would post it on the dark web. So that's not accessible with the normal internet browser. You need a certain specialist kind of browser that's called Tor. And they have a website on there that they post stolen information on there, and that's probably where it would be most likely to appear. The alternative is that this gang would actually sell the information, and in the case that they sell it, it might never appear on the dark web. It might be used by another criminal group for example, fraud or identity theft. So we wouldn't actually know in that case until you started seeing cases like that come up of people getting identity theft and all that.
Yes, and what kind of information then is likely to be sold? What would be of value to these other criminal organisations that deal in this kind of information?
Well, it'd probably be personal information, and details about people's their names, addresses, dates of birth, where national insurance number in the UK would be the sort of equivalent, and these types of details that would identify a person, and it could be used to obtain credit in their name or something like that. That would be useful information. In this case, what people would be very concerned about, of course, would be that their extremely personal medical information could be obtained by a third party. And I mean, who knows what that could be obtained, used for. We have seen in the past, unfortunately, cases like that being used to try and blackmail people to, approaching individuals whose data is in there and saying, we will release this unless you pay us money. So that's another really horrible potential scenario that could come out of this.
There will, of course, be heightened awareness by people about possible scams in the coming days and weeks. But is this a longer-term problem? Are we likely to see the criminals hold on to the data for months or maybe even years before they start using this information?
It's possible. Unfortunately, it is a much bigger problem, and there are many, many cases like this that we're seeing again and again. It seems to be a sort of spike in it in the last couple of years in particular, and it does tend to go on and on. There was a case in Scandinavia, I think last year, where a psychotherapist's office had been hacked, and hackers were trying to use the people's personal files about their mental health to actually extort individual patients, and that went on for many months. So I think the fallout from this, it could potentially go on for a while, especially given the size of the amount of data we know that was obtained, which was quite a large amount. So these guys have obtained a lot of information, unfortunately, and there's a lot of different ways they can try and use that to make money, which is their ultimate goal. That's all they're really trying to do, is to try and get money.
The government here has said it's not talking to the criminals and says it won't be paying any ransom. But what's your understanding about the communication that has taken place between the authorities or their representatives here and the attackers?
Well, my understanding is that there really hasn't been a great deal of communication. I think initially, when the case first sort of came up, I think it was about the 14th of May, there was an initial back and forth where the authorities in Ireland had asked for proof that these hackers had obtained data. The hackers then provided that proof in the form of about 27 documents that showed internal, you know, medical records and things that had been taken from the health executive. And then the communication sort of ceased at that point. I think the Irish authorities have decided they don't want to negotiate, they don't want to pay any ransom. And so there's just been kind of silence until then. I believe the Irish authorities did actually try and send the hackers a court order, an injunction that was obtained preventing the publication of this data. And the hackers responded to that, I think, with just a question mark. I don't know if they understood the court order. I mean, I'm not sure if they really care about that either. But there hasn't been much communication, not at all. It's not been like a lengthy back and forth at all.
All right. And anybody who thinks they might be the victim of a scam or an attack is asked to contact the Garda confidential telephone line, which is open 24/7 on 1-800-666-111. Ryan Gallagher, investigative reporter on the Bloomberg cybersecurity team, thank you for talking to us this morning.